Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we are observing this time period this morning between the various attacks and tower collapses. Of course, the first attack, the first impact of a plane on the World Trade Center was at 8:46 on September 11, 2001. The second impact at 9:03. The first tower collapse was at 9:59, and the second one at 10:28, which would be 8 minutes from now, and we're continuing to observe those 102 minutes as the beginning of our program today. With us now is WNYC's Matthew Sherman. He's on the scene at the World Financial Center. Matt, where exactly are you, and what are you seeing? What does the site look like on the 7th anniversary?
I'm up on the 10th floor terrace at the World Financial Center. So we're on the west side of Ground Zero, overlooking the Memorial Quadrant, what's going to be the Memorial Quadrant. So for the past about hour and a half or so, families of the victims have been descending down into this pit. It's about 70 feet deep, lined with concrete, pretty smooth. There's some steel just began to go up last week. That's going to be constructing the memorial pools. So the families are going down this ramp. There are flags on either side of it from the 90-plus countries where the victims came from, spending a little bit of time contemplating two small replicas of the footprints of the Twin Towers. They're in a ring about 20 feet across, and people are throwing flowers into that ring. They spend a few minutes there, and then they go back up because there are so many victims, they have to be rotated through like that.
Obviously, everyone's unhappy with the redevelopment efforts. What's the holdup, and what are the political roadblocks that remain?
Well, it's interesting to be up here, Brian, because in a way we can see this is probably the best way to see what progress there is. And you do see that things have changed a little bit in the past 7 years. As I mentioned, you can sort of see the outlines of the Memorial Quadrant. You can see the foundation, the roadbed, I guess, for what's going to be Fulton Street, because as you may recall, Fulton Street, they're going to try to restore part of the street grid here, bringing Fulton Street in from the east all the way connected to West Street here, and then Greenwich Street as well, going north-south. You can sort of see the beginnings of that. You can sort of see the foundation of the Freedom Tower itself. The central core, the elevator bank and such is maybe about 20, 30 feet above street level here. Lots of cranes, et cetera, et cetera. So your question is, so why? What's the holdup? You know, there are the official answer, Brian, is that there are a lot of different agencies involved here. The Port Authority, which owns the site, the Silverstein Properties, which is the developer for most of the office buildings here, the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, which did the planning for the site, the World Trade Center Memorial Foundation, correction, is now called the National September 11th Memorial and Museum at the World Trade Center. They are raising money. They have raised money successfully for the memorial, and I'm probably missing 10 or 12 others. I didn't mention
sure.
The state of the city.
Right, and you know, I think one of the lessons we should learn by now is that politics and sentiment drove many of our reactions to 9/11 rather than good common sense. The Lower Manhattan redevelopment and memorial plans, I think the evidence shows, were badly conceived based on politics and sentiment. And 7 years later, the Port Authority just recently acknowledged that the plans were unrealistic and are being scaled back. Even the memorial building plans, which people were so emotionally attached to, broke down in bickering and unrealistic design. And there were always some who said we shouldn't rush to build anything, that the Vietnam Memorial and others like it rightly came up after years to digest the meaning of the events. Maybe that's one lesson of all this.
Well, it's certainly true that right afterwards, cost was no object, right? There was no limit to our grief, and money could not express our grief. And frankly, there was, in some respects, a lot of money around. There was a lot of transportation money, about $5 billion or so total, that the feds were willing to give us for transit improvements, and some of that is going to the PATH terminal. And we brought in Calatrava, Santiago Calatrava, world-class architect. A lot of architecture buffs thought this was just fantastic. Finally, a government agency was doing something right, showcasing a world-class architect. Unfortunately, his design, the sweeping wings and such, cost a lot of money. But one thing, Brian, I did want to mention to you and your listeners, I was looking this up last night. The original World Trade Center was first conceived in 1946, and it took until 1973 to get those twin towers built. So I think that comes to about 27 years, Brian. So we have some more bickering and
squabbling yet to do, more politicking. And you know, Mayor Bloomberg wrote a blistering op-ed piece in yesterday's Wall Street Journal, and he talked about it later in the day, as you know, about the redevelopment. And among other things, he wants to get rid of the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation and have the city take over its responsibilities. He wants the memorial to be completed by 2011, the 10th anniversary. He wants to scale back the plan for the PATH train station's design. How have these things been received on first blush?
Well, a lot of people agree with him. Officially, the Port Authority knows that the PATH terminal is too expensive and too complicated. But they also think that there are a lot of other complications here that are holding them up. One of them being a big gripe is how the MTA has not stopped train service on the number one line, which goes directly through the site. It's costing a lot of money and time to shore up the foundation so the trains can keep going and the Port Authority can keep doing important construction work on either side. So it's a little hard from his op-ed. He put out a lot of ideas, as you mentioned, to figure out which ones are the most important. The LMDC has always been a whipping boy, but someone's got to do their job.
And Matthew will have to leave it there, but I think the LMDC was another one of these organizations that we're told was about independence, but maybe was just for a lack of accountability on the part of the governor. WNYC's Matthew Sherman at Ground Zero will continue in a minute. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.